You're listening to SBS News.
Aspiring nurse and health worker Lubna Chubb has called Alice Springs home for the past 9 years, moving to the Central Australian town after a short stay in Melbourne.
I prefer to live in Alice Springs than Melbourne. Just Melbourne is a big city and it's just too much going on in Melbourne. It's so easy to find a job here. There's a lot of opportunities for people who are looking for work.
Ms. Chubb is one of an estimated 400 South Sudanese migrants who've moved to Australia's Red Centre in the past decade. Dul Chian, chairman of the South Sudanese community in the Northern Territory, says increasing pressures in major cities like Melbourne have made life harder for some migrants.
Some of our community members now in big cities, they are jobless. They don't have jobs, to be honest. Some of the people, even master degree holders, some of them work in the meat factories, some of them work in different jobs which are not their career.
Mr. Chian agrees with Prime Minister Scott Morrison's view that big cities are becoming crowded, but instead of cuts to the migration cap, he says regional Australia needs more workers. He says opportunity is the reason many in his community have moved to Alice Springs.
In a big city, it's very hard to find your career job. But if you come to remote community like this, like towns and all this, so you can find your career job.
Manny Koo moved from Melbourne 6 months ago. He now works for disability service provider Life Without Barriers.
I was working in Melbourne in factory job and labourers. But yeah, I like working here better. Oh, so it's been beautiful for me. Like working here, I've enjoyed it.
Neil Egan, the operations manager for Life Without Barriers in the Northern Territory, says migrants are vital to their workforce.
I would say, without having the official figures, I would say maybe 70 to 80% of our workforce are migrant workers.
Mr. Koo has had to leave his wife, 4 children, and other family members in Melbourne, living away from them in order to support them.
It's a bit hard, but not really. Because they know I'm here for a job, so yeah.
Marguerite Baptist-Rook, manager of the Multicultural Community Services of Central Australia, says many in Alice Springs South Sudanese community are in a similar situation.
House rent is more expensive in Alice Springs than it is in Melbourne. Yeah, so it's not easy to bring families because most of them, they got large families.
George Dar works 2 jobs to support his family, who still live in Melbourne. He visits them a few times a year. He says it's hard to play a role in his children's lives while living so far away, but that many in his community feel they don't have a choice but to prioritise earning money.
I think most of the people, they miss their family because always, you know, that imagine if your kids asking you to come and attend their basketball or soccer or footy.
He's saddened by reports he hears of youth disengagement in Melbourne.
What I can say to them, South Sudanese, they're very good people, they're very hard-working community. Here in Northern Territory, if they come, they will see the difference we made. Particularly the Victoria government need to create the opportunity for those young men, a training which can lead for job. Or the training, we can lead them to the pay their educations. We can make them feel like the country needs them. The country wants them.
Lubna Chubb, the aspiring nurse, says she may not stay in Alice Springs forever. If she and her husband have children, she says, she may move away for their education. But in the meantime, she says there's a lot to love about living in the Red Centre.
The culture, Indigenous culture and African culture, it's similar. Like there's a lot of traditional stuff that are similar. So when I first came here, I felt like home. You know, I felt like this is a place that I've been before, even though it was my first time.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.